It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Dennis Olensack started coaching baseball in Decorah, Iowa in 1964. He was named Iowa's Coach of the Year three times, National Coach of the Year in 2009. He has 1,417 career wins to his name. And now, after 55 years and tying for his 18th Northeast Iowa Conference title this past summer, he is retiring. During his tenure, he led the Decorah Vikings to 11 state tournament appearances, 9 title games, and 3 state championships. And Coach O, as he prefers to be called, is on the line with me now. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for inviting me to talk with you.
I want to go back in time to before you started coaching. Did you grow up playing baseball?
Yes, I played a lot of baseball, starting with the Little League program in my hometown of Chipola. And believe it or not, by the time I was about 13, they allowed me to be a player coach on my Little League team. Now, I had to have an adult with me, but I actually made the lineup and played as a player coach, and I found, gee, what a fun thing that was to do, and it kind of enlightened me to think that I wanted to be a teacher coach way back when I was about 13 years old.
Wow. And you went on, you played college baseball at the University of Northern Iowa, although back then it was Iowa State Teachers College, right?
That's correct. I was fortunate enough to be able to get playing time at Iowa State Teachers from 1958 through 1961.
Now, you did, after you graduated, you spent a year in Janesville, Iowa, and then you moved to Decorah. And as I mentioned, you're retiring in Decorah after 55 years. So when you got to Decorah in 1964, that first season, was there something about it that made you feel like this was home?
It sure was a good move. We were very happy at the other school that we started with, my wife and myself, at Janesville. But this was a bigger school, and they didn't leave the cupboard bare in baseball. There was, I could tell right from the start, there was some great interest in the sport here in Decorah, and there was some talent to work with. So it was a real good move for my wife and myself, and at that time we had 2 small children.
So when you first started coaching, what do you think your coaching philosophy was in 1964 or 1965? How did you approach it?
To try to be fair with every young man that wanted to be a part of the program. I wanted to be remembered for fairness, not just on the baseball field, but in any sport I helped here in Decorah, as well as in the classroom where I taught business education and physical education. And so I could tell right away in the first, I took over the Little League program right away in our community here in Decorah, and I could see that we would have the opportunity to have some success. The interest was there. There was some young people that looked like they could develop into respectable competitive baseball, and it just seemed to be a good situation right from the start.
So you started grooming your future players early on.
Very early on. I took that Little League program over right away the following summer of the first school year we got here, and we were entirely with a different philosophy than what most Little Leagues were. We were about development and not necessarily nearly as much into winning, because they were all our own Decorah kids. I had enough numbers that I had a league of 8, 9, and 10-year-olds and another league of 11, 12, and 13-year-olds, and we'd have 7 to 8 teams in each. each one of those different leagues, and the kids played to win, but we on the field played to teach the right way, like the strike zone. Our 8-year-olds, after the first week or so of practice, knew that they were going to attack the ball if it was across that white plate and above the knee and below the shoulders, but they weren't going to help the pitcher if it wasn't a strike. We were intelligent enough to take the walk, but we really didn't want to walk. We wanted to use the bat. And we developed a philosophy in all parts of the game that if something was done wrong, we stopped play right during the game and corrected. We also stopped play and complimented when things were done right. And so everybody was treated the same in our Little League program. If you came to successive games on your team and you didn't get to start in the previous game, you're going to get to start in the next game. We wanted to make everybody feel important and that they were very much a part of helping have fun on their team on that day's game. And so we had no outside travel teams. It was all about improvement and development, and the kids took care of the winning.
That sounds like a great experience for those kids. And I mentioned a few minutes ago your really incredible track record and those 11 state tournament appearances and the 3 state championships. And I'm sure those are wonderful memories. But I suspect from the way you talk about coaching that there are other memories of these experiences that really stand out for you. Can you share one of your favorite memories of coaching the high school team?
Now, this is going to be a fun one. We always, in the early time of my coaching, where the schedule wasn't so crowded the way it is nowadays with a very short game season, when we played both spring and summer baseball sponsored by our high school, our school district, we would take an overnight trip and play someplace geographically that you wouldn't go to play just on a given day. You chose someplace we did that it would be different competition and a fun place to show that we could play decent baseball against good competition in another corner of our state. And it was always a part of our trip that we went to church on Sunday. And it might mean going to a couple different churches according to denomination. But the one time we all went to the same church service, and it was an outdoor church service at a drive-in. So we had speakers in the window listening to a clergy on the stage, and it's a memory that none of those kids on that trip will ever forget.
So a drive-in movie theater.
Yeah, we were in a drive-in movie where we were listening to Sunday morning church service. That was something that's been talked about with that group of kids forever. And we had other fun times like that when we took overnight trips on weekends. Now the last few years, we haven't taken overnight trips. We've gone either to a major league game at the Twins in Minneapolis or to Milwaukee. And that's been, but that was a one-day trip that we just went to a major league game. So, yeah, a lot of fond memories of things other than, we would go for a fun thing to do when we were taking these trips. We went to a dog track and watched those races. We went to a horse track another time and watched horse races, and we just had to make sure that the kids were not going up to the betting window when they weren't of age and trying to think that they could make a buck or two. But it was a great experience because, again, most of these kids had never done something like that. And so a lot of fond memories of more than just winning. Some of the memories that stick in my mind the most are losing games that we thought maybe we didn't play well enough to deserve to win, but we should have maybe won because we were good enough to win. So, yeah, a lot of great memories in this baseball that I've been able to be a part of here in Decorah, Iowa.
How do you think the game has changed over your 55 years in Decorah?
Well, one thing is the technology. Kids can get online and try to emulate things that they see that are successful, and then, like in practices anymore, all the kids have cell phones and they're always running to the dugout and see if they've got a text message or something, and it's a real distraction with the technology, as far as I'm concerned, of taking the way that you think the best percentage of having success with your team is. And I think each coach has his own philosophy of how he thinks he can get the best results. And I think all of us are in it to try to create the best winning atmosphere we can. But at the same time, one of my big things was to try to show the young people, the players, all the different carryovers into later life of situations that present themselves on the baseball field that will happen later on. And so the change to me has really occurred in how all the technology, I'm pretty simple with coaching. In other words, since I started way back before all this technology, and honestly, I think sometimes it's distracted from the game.
For people listening, there are a lot of people who wind up coaching in some way or another, whether they're volunteer coaches in Little League or on their kids' soccer team, or if they're coaching in a more serious situation. Is there something that you would like to say to everybody who finds themselves in a situation where they're coaching young people, something that everyone should know?
Well, the thing that I know I might be being redundant here, but the thing that I think I would really have a piece of advice for them is to really try to be fair with giving everybody as much equal opportunity as you can, within still trying to put the best combination on the field. I don't care. Young people don't want to be a part of a program that you don't win some. I don't say that you have to win in every be undefeated or anything of the sort, but the young people want to see some success, and so my point to people that want to be helpful in coaching is to create an atmosphere of improvement that the young person can see themselves getting better at what they're doing, and they get to win some, so that they know that they are capable of being a winner, but at the same time not putting everything into winning, a lot also into development and creating a liking of the sport that you're helping as a coach.
So focus on learning, too.
That's correct.
I know after 55 years, It must be difficult to say goodbye. I know your wife has some serious health issues, and this is the right time for you to retire so the two of you can spend time together. What do you think you're going to miss most about your time at the baseball diamond?
The young people that I've been around, for the most part, have been very coachable and very cooperative, and have been a very appreciative. I'll certainly miss those players. Also, all the friendships that I made with umpires and opposing coaches and opposing fans that have respected our program and have said complimentary things about the discipline that we have within our program, so that we have some predictability of what's going to happen. I'm going to miss those relationships a lot, of not being around even the umpires. I made a lot of and good friendships and gained respect, and I likewise really respected them. So it's the people that I will no longer be around that I'll really miss.
Well, Coach O, I hope you really enjoy your well-deserved retirement. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much for taking the time to let me talk. Thank you much.
Longtime Decorah baseball coach Dennis Olenzak, better known as Coach O. He has retired after 55 years. He was National Coach of the Year in 2009 and has 1,417 career wins to his name. Talk of Iowa is a production of Iowa Public Radio. If you are a fan of Talk of Iowa, specifically of Horticulture Day, we would love to see you on Saturday at the Iowa State University Horticulture Research Station. It's just north of Ames. We're having a field day Saturday from 1 to 4:30 p.m. We'll have tours, apples, and Hort Day Live. We would love to see you there. Find out more on our website, iowapublicradio.org. This is Talk of Iowa. I'm Charity Nebbe.